Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Brother Robbins, and this is Open Forum, a Bible study program where you can call in and get Bible answers to all your Bible questions. This program is broadcast every Thursday from 7:30 till 8:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. This program is sponsored by the Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, where I serve as local minister. Also, in congruence with the Darren Luke Church of Christ, but Louis Parker IV is the local minister there, working together with us. Also, on our panel is Brother P. Stewart from the West End Church of Christ here in Houston, and Brother Louis Parker Jr., who's also on our panel. And we have Brother Brown serving as our moderator. It's good to have you, Brother, on the air with us, and we look forward to a great program. We ask you, please call with your questions or comments. At this time, we'll pause for prayer, and we'll ask Brother Parker what our prayer for us. Brother Parker, are you there? Brother Parker, are you there?
I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you thanks for this day and this opportunity to meet together over this airwaves and over this internet to declare the message of thy truth, Father. We thank you for Brother Robbins and Brother Stewart, Brother Parker, Lord, and so many who are willing to stand firmly and to preach Christ and Christ crucified. Lord, we pray for our listeners this evening that you would just bless them and open up the hearts and minds of our understanding that we could receive your word with humility and submission. Go with us, and guide our words and our speech. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Once again, this is Open Forum, and I'm Brother Robbins. We thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. I want to first of all give thanks to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for my daughter. She's still in the hospital. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here broadcasting from the chapel at the hospital. My daughter had surgery, and she's still in ICU, so we're still praying for her as she makes her recovery. Thank you for all those doctors and nurses and all those on the medical staff to work with her for the benefit of her health. We thank God for the opportunity. We give thanks for all of those who sent in prayers and cards and phone calls. We thank all of you for praying for us and ask you to continue to pray for us as she has her recovery ahead of her. And we give thanks to God for more opportunity to share the message of the gospel. As we are here today, we are just thankful once again for our panel guests, Brother Louis Parker Jr., Brother Louis Parker IV, Brother P. Stewart, and Brother Brown, who serves normally as our moderator. I'm speaking a little softly now because I'm in the children's chapel, and so avoid having to offend anyone who may be also coming in to the chapel for these for the hospital guests. And I'm just here for the purpose of it being the chapel. We thank God for the opportunity. Anyway, for those who have questions or comments, the number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. And we have had our discussions, and we're still very happy about it. We had two baptisms in the last two Sundays at Brookshire, and we thank God for the opportunities for
Amen.
We want people to be taught the truth, because Jesus, our Lord, said in John the 8th chapter, verse 30 and verse 31, he says, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So we thank God that people are adhering to the truth. And I want to say this, what I'm always saying, the reason why we come on the air and we invite questions is because truth has nothing to fear. It will stand by itself. All we need to do is just preach it. Truth has nothing to fear. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. But Louis Parker IV, any comments so far?
No, sir. I just like what you said. Truth has nothing to fear. And truth also has nothing to hide. You know, and this is why it's so important for men of God to declare nothing but the truth. But you have many today who are willing to add to the Word of God or take away from the Word of God what they don't want there. The fact is we must submit ourselves before the Word of God, move ourselves and what we think and our preconceived notions out of the way, and just submit ourselves before the Word of God and take it for what it is.
Amen. Brother P. Stewart, are you there, Brother Stewart? Any comments? Brother Parker, are you there? We'll move forward. Okay. Now, we open the lines up for those who have questions you want to call. Feel free to call and ask your questions. Our motto is, the dumbest question in the world is the one that's never asked. So please ask questions that we may arrive at truth. This is done in courts of law every day. You arrive at truth by simply asking questions. And I want to say this while I'm going that way. Anything, any organization or anything that's legitimate has no problem with open and honest investigation.
That's right.
That's all we're saying. Anything that's legitimate shouldn't have any problem with open and honest investigation. So it's best to investigate before you invest. So the wise man says in Proverbs 14 and verse 15, the wise man says, the simple man believeth every word, but the prudent or clever man looketh well to his going, meaning a simple-minded man believes whatever he hears, but a wise man will investigate before he invests. So this program is designed to give you a chance to investigate what we're saying. Get your Bible, and we'll investigate these things, and let's see what the Bible says. You have to have a rule of standard, and the Bible is our rule of standard. So let's just go to the Bible and see what it says. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Do we have any call on the line with around if you're there?
Yes, sir. We got some callers, but they're just listening right now. We got, hold on. We got Brother Parker on.
Brother Parker, you there?
Yes, sir. What's the question? Something. I was on the road and I forgot I was going to get it. Okay.
That's okay. Give us an opening statement on anything you want to say in opening our program. We all made our statement, me and Lewis Parker before. So just open statement about truth.
Just talking about the truth. Just open up about anything we
About truth and the stand we take on truth.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anybody on the line? Any questions? Anyone got any questions? Press number one.
As we were saying, when it comes down to truth, as Brother Parker was saying, it not only truth has nothing to fear, it has nothing to hide. That's why we ask you to call and answer questions. We encourage that, and we love you. We love everyone. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we love for people to ask questions because that's how one can arrive at truth, by simply asking questions. So if you're on the line and you got a question, please call us. If you're on the line, dial 1, and that'll get you on the line to ask a question live so everybody gets a chance to hear it and also benefit from the answer. So we're not here to give you our opinions, our personal feelings. We're not here to condemn anyone. We're not here to make light from anyone's beliefs. We're here as truth seekers going to the Bible and see what it actually says concerning any matter concerning your soul salvation. And that's something everybody should be aware of and be made aware of, because Jesus, our Lord, said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Absolutely nothing. You lose your soul, you have lost it all. So let us go to the Bible as our rule of standard, as Isaiah says in Isaiah 62 and verse 10. He says, go through the gates, lift up a standard for the people, give them something to go by. God has never left man in total darkness. He's always given him a guide. When God told Noah to build that ark, he didn't say build an ark and stop right there. He gave him the dimensions of that ark. He told him what kind of wood to use, as a matter of fact. And he gave him those dimensions of how long, how wide, and how deep. God has never left him in total darkness. So thing is, let's go by the book. Go by the book and see what it says. Number to call is 1-347-850-8257. 1-347-850-8256. Are there any calls on the line?
No questions?
No, sir, not yet.
Okay.
Brother, Tom.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This Brother Parker the Fourth. Somebody asked me this past week, and it's just a question that I'll put out to us. Especially in light of all the things that we're seeing going on today, you know, the murders, the killings, and the robberies. You know, someone asked the question, why does bad things happen to good people? And I just wanted to put that on the floor for us to discuss, if that's okay.
Well, that's a great topic too. Why do bad things happen? Period.
That's true.
Amen.
Why bad? Because man chooses. See, man is a free moral agent. He has the ability to choose one way or the other. People do bad things because they choose to. Someone always asks, why do men cheat? When you should ask, why do people cheat? Who are those men cheating with? Why would people choose to cheat? Because they choose to cheat. God is not going to force you to do what's right. Jesus our Lord, you don't find anywhere in Scripture where somebody would have brought you to Jesus our Lord kicking and screaming in protest. He always said, whosoever will, let him come. Don't force anybody to come to Jesus. Let them come. All we got to do is present the truth. And let them come on their own. But the reason why bad things happen is because people choose to do bad things. You know, nobody forces you to do bad things. That's something you choose to do. You can choose to do, even when somebody offends you, you can choose to forgive them or try to get revenge. The ball's in your court. Brother Parker, you on that?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question that someone asked. The Bible told us, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, shall is a conditional word. We that are members of the body of Christ were baptized into Christ. There's a possibility we won't go to heaven if we don't keep serving Satan. Remember this, that people that do not obey the word of God and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ have no chance of going to heaven, because they are of their father the devil. And the Bible said, the lust of your father ye shall do, because he was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. When he speaketh of a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Lord have mercy. Look at all of the people that have been born on the earth and that are living now, that are headed to hell right now. And if we don't understand, as members of the one true church, we don't do right, we will go to hell. So what we're looking at now is that we're trying to get people to do God's word, do God's will, do God's commandments, to try to save their life. Now, that's something, hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hello?
We hear you, go ahead.
Go ahead, buddy.
Someone has a question?
No, go ahead, we hear you.
Yes, so we must live the life, obey the gospel, in order to stay away from Satan. There are just two great powers here on earth. The power of God through Jesus Christ, who set the example that all men should live, and left the commandments that all men should do. That is a wonderful life you can live on earth and die and go to heaven and live an excellent life eternally. Now the other one is the Satan is here on earth. He and his angels were cast out of heaven, and he's here
on earth. He was made for Satan and his angels, but he wants some company. And woo-way, he's getting billions of people as company in hell. It is important for us, listen, human beings, for all of us to live the life that Christ commanded us to live. Now, what I heard Brother Robbins and Brother Parker Ford say earlier, but we literally were telling you that God is not going to be mad with you if you don't want to do his will. God is going to love you if you do his will. It's your choice. You got the right to go to hell if that's where you want to. But if you're looking for salvation and to do righteousness, you've got to obey God's word and become a member of his body. You just be out there saying, well, I do the right thing, and I'm saying, have you ever been immersed in baptism into water, gave up all your sins, worship him in spirit and in truth, and live the life that he's commanded? Lord, have mercy. This country now has embraced some of the most wicked sins you could ever embrace. We are turning downward. We used to say, God bless America. Now, what we have done, if you sing the song, is God, please curse America, because we're nothing but a bunch of demons if we don't change. Now, all of us are not wicked. All of us are not heretic. There are still some true believers in America that must stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Brother Robin.
Thank you, Brother Parker. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. See, what people have been so clouded by darkness, it's hard for them to see the truth because there's so much false doctrine being taught. It's hard for them to see the truth because people have accepted too many things by way of tradition without ever having gone to the Bible to see what it says. But God, but Christ will not save anybody who refused to obey him. The Bible says, turn your Bible to Hebrews, the 5th chapter. In the 5th chapter of Hebrews, in verse 8 and verse 9, the Bible says this: though he were a son, he yet learned his obedience by the things he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. See, Christ will not save anybody who won't obey him. And see, you're talking about obeying the gospel. That's something you very seldom can't hear anybody say but us, obeying the gospel. See, too many people are talking stuff about except he's in your heart, except as your personal savior. That's what's found nowhere in scripture. We're talking about obeying the gospel. But Paul says in the turn of the Father, Romans 6th chapter, in the 6th chapter of Romans, Paul says this, in Romans chapter 6, we're going to start reading around verse 14. The Bible says in Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? He said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servant to obey, he serves you obey. Well, the sin is born narcissism, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, that you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. And then, but the point I make is, but they have not all, for Isaiah said, Lord, who believe our report. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by word of God. That's Romans 10, verse 16 and 17. They have not all, Romans 10, 16, they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Christ to save you, you must obey the gospel. They won't put everything in Jesus' court. He do all the work. There's something you must do, mankind must do. That is, he put salvation in the gospel. Man must obey it before it's eternally and everlasting too late. If you have been one who been taught wrongly and yet baptized in water, your baptism was invalid because you wasn't taught prophecy. You can't be taught wrongly as baptized, right? It doesn't work that way. What makes your baptism valid is the teaching that received it. You got to be taught and taught correctly, taught properly for that baptism to be valid. And this is a point that many people have missed all through the years. You must be taught, and you must be taught properly. Jesus, our Lord, said in John 6:45, he said, it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, come to me. When you have the combination of hearing and learning, that infers there has to be some teaching. The people have to be taught and taught properly. That's why we have this program, to give you a chance to investigate and see if you've been taught and taught properly. I'm going to call this 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Are there any calls on the line? Call us in. You want to go ahead.
No, sir, at this time. Brother Parker, you got a window down or something. We got a lot of noise in the background.
You got a lot of, yeah, I know we're on the road, though. That's my only problem. We're on the road. You can't really hear me.
You know, I just wanted to make a comment, if that's okay. You know, back to that thing about why good people suffer. You know, Brother Robbins mentioned free will, you know, and I think that's a good point.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and Brother Robbins brought up God's free will, because a lot of people ask, well, why don't God stop it? You know, whenever bad things happen to good people, you know, the fact is that evil exists in the world. See, we live in a godless society, so therefore evil is going to exist. Now, God granted unto man free will. So therefore, now that man has free will, God isn't going to force man to do something. You know, man is given a choice. So therefore, when man chooses evil, God isn't going to force him to do the right thing. You know, so evil exists in the world, but one of the things that's a comfort for people who do that are good, that are righteous, one thing that's a comfort is that God has his time. If we just hold on to God's unchanging hand, we'll see God's vengeance and we'll see God's deliverance. That's the good thing about being saved, that we have eternal life, but God will bless us not only with a wonderful, marvelous eternal life in heaven, but also he'll give us an abundant life here on earth. So as children of God, as the people of God, even though bad things might happen to us, we realize that it's all according to God's plan. Same thing with Christ himself. See, just imagine what Satan would have felt whenever he saw Jesus died, he was buried. Notice that. Notice whenever Jesus was crucified. Can you imagine how excited Satan could have been? You know, I got him now. I accomplished my goal to have the Son of God killed. But notice that God is so powerful that God could use the evil motives and the evil intents of men to accomplish his good purpose. So while Satan, I got him now, but what he didn't know was that was all part of God's plan from the beginning. So we must realize that no matter what bad things we go through, what persecution that we suffer, is all part of God's marvelous plan. And if we trust him and trust in him, he will grant us the deliverance. Amen?
Amen. I was once asked, well, where was God when all these bad things were happening? The history all the time, especially at funerals. And my answer to them is this. God was in the same place when his only begotten son went through a mock trial and was crucified and mistreated and beaten and pissed aside and buried. He was in the same place. And what did God do? God did nothing. He let it happen. That on that third day, it was God who raised him up, that all of us could be saved. That's where God was, working his plan out. That God is doing right now, working his plan out. There's a salvation that God offers everyone. The plan he worked out was the gospel. It's the gospel. God worked that plan out, that as a matter of fact, the bad thing we have is still some time with God in heaven because of the gospel. It's too many people saying what the gospel is. So we need to focus on what does the Bible say about it. So for the Lord who say that there's some other way besides the gospel, let us hear it. Tell us, how can one be saved without the gospel? Tell us that, please. Call us and tell us, how does one be saved, or can one be saved without the gospel? The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Can one be saved without the gospel? Is there a call on the line?
No, sir. There's a couple of people listening. That's it.
Well, we like for our listeners to please call in. We get some feedback on the statement that has been made, so everyone, all the listeners, can benefit from it. You know, we designed a program to help not just preachers. We want to have some feedback so everybody gets a chance to benefit from it. So that's what we ask us. Please call, dial one. If you're on the line already, dial one. And ask a question, even something that something else somebody else may have talked or has said. Let's go to the Bible to examine, or even examine something you heard us say. Let's go to the Bible and examine it, because this program was designed with you in mind, that you may get a proper understanding of what the Bible actually teaches. So the number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256.
Yes, we need to understand. The Bible says, open your Bibles to Acts 7 and Psalm chapter and verse 15. But the Bible declares, after Peter was preaching, that there was much confusion among the people, wondering what. But he said, Christ said, repent, after there had been much disputing. Peter rose up and said, men and brethren, you know how a good while ago that God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word and believe. You see, there was some segregation going on, or some racism going on, and all men could be saved. You see, he said that the Gentiles were not accepted by the Jews. But now Jesus said, every human being, when Peter preached that, they were notified by Christ that all men should obey the gospel. Now listen, by faith we got to all become members of the Christ. The gospel, the word of God, is what saves us. And the only way, the process through which we must be saved, you must hear it, believe it, repent of our sins, confess Christ, and be baptized, then live faithfully and righteously unto death. That's the only way. And if anyone has another way, let us know. You know, we're not fussing, we're not arguing, we want you to know we love you. But if you have some information that we need to know, tell us. And then when you tell us, prove it. The Bible says, prove all things. Hold fast unto that which is good. And if you can prove it to us, or me, or any one of us, and prove it, we'll grasp it, and we will hold fast unto it, just like we've been doing, holding fast to the word that we know is right now. Many a year, preaching and teaching to people. And you know that's supposed to be a good thing. The day that the first gospel was preached in Acts chapter 2, Peter preached the first gospel sermon. Over 3,000 people obeyed the gospel that day. Yay! That's a lot of people that's going wrong right now that need to hear the gospel. We have embraced sins of all kinds now, and we need to teach the gospel to them. Now, it makes me feel bad. I'm sure any gospel minister feel bad, but we can't get around and preach to everybody because we got a lot of obstacles we're facing today, and it's a pitiful shame that the number of people have not heard the gospel and need to hear. You don't have to obey it, but he told us to go and preach the word unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So there are going to be a lot of people that hear it that don't care nothing about it. And that's their choice. We're not angry because people don't want to believe the gospel. You have a right to go to hell. And there are those that have a right to go to heaven. It is your choice. But the gospel is so powerful, it pricks people in the heart, and many people come and obey the gospel because of the power of it. It does not belong to any human being. He just commanded us to preach it, live it, and folk will come to Christ. That's all. Not all the time we can hear you and get them in the middle of a lot of people and touch them. Those are nothing but tricks that they're doing. You hear somebody come in a wheelchair in the crowd. He's giving a big meeting in your city, and they're in a wheelchair. And he go over and he say something, blah, 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 blah. Get up, and the person gets up. He calls it a miracle. This man's supposed to have the power of God. That is a lie. That is a lie. Those days for men are gone. The apostles did it. Wasn't the 12 men ever on earth that could do some of those miracles. Because even when Paul was getting older, he could not do all of the miracles he used to do. And he died. And then those things, we told us to preach it. Today we got to preach it and live it. Any miracle done is through prayer of the righteous. And that's the only thing. And we just thank God if things happen like that. So a man can't come and touch you and heal you and say some silly words and take rise up. He's there lying. They're taking millions and millions and billions of dollars from human beings for their cause. Beloved.
Yes, thank you, Brother Parker. As a matter of fact,
Brother Robbins,
go right now. Yes, I'm even going to get a question. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, I had a question. Somebody told me that in the Old Testament, only the Jews were saved. All others weren't saved. Is that true? Only the Jews could be saved?
No, that's not true. Here what you need, I think you misunderstood the concept of the Old Testament. The Jews were God's chosen people at that time. But the point was, they had a different law system. God only gave them the Decalogue, the law of Moses. That was for them and them only. The Gentiles had to live by the only law available to them, and that was the old patriarchal law. Now, the point was, but if a Gentile lived and kept the very things by nature that the Jews kept by law, they were just as clear before God as a Jew was who kept the law. Let's go read that. I'll go to Romans 2. In Romans chapter 2, look at verse 14. Romans 2:14, the Bible says, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the thing contained in the law, these having not the law are law, get it now, to a law to themselves, which show the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing them witness, and their thoughts to means while excusing them in one another." See, he's saying that when the Gentiles who didn't have the Decalogue, the law of Moses, did the very same things the Jews did who had it, one is no better than the other. It's just that the Jews had a law system. They wasn't saved by it. All they did was roll their sins forward. And roll their sins forward until Christ came and died on the cross, that the gospel may go to all nations. So whoever told you that was misinformed because they didn't get it exactly right. That's why we have this program, to make sure you get a proper one. You understand the answer to the question, sir?
Okay, well, I sort of understand it. Where did the Gentiles say law from?
They got it from God. It was the old patriarchal law. See, back before the law was given, the law of Moses was given, there was one law for everybody. That was the old patriarchal law. And that lasted from the Garden of Eden, from Adam until the law of Moses was given on Mount Sinai. The Jews had a law system that God gave them, Decalogue, to the law of Moses. The Gentiles were supposed to get the old patriarchal law. But many of them at that time drifted into paganism, worshiping idols and stuff. But their law, as far as it came from God, but they drifted into paganism. Just like now, there's one gospel, but people have drifted into denominationalism. See, it's the very same principle. But the point is, there's now one law, which is the gospel. That's the law now, the law of faith, that all men must have access to. That's why it must be preached. Is that clear enough for you, brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Brother Parker.
Yes. Go ahead on, Brother Parker, for us.
No. I know what they're trying to speak. I get what they're trying to speak. But the fact is that when you look back in an old covenant, you know, Rahab, and, you know, you have me, you know, of people being, you know, what happened is that, you know, another thing, too, the Gentiles, and just realizing, you know, when you walk outside, you know, and look at the sun and you see something so much bigger than yourself, you know, you see the power of God at work. So Paul said the Gentiles could do those things contained in the law, you know. So, but also what I think what they're trying to say is what Brother Robin said earlier, that the Jews were God's chosen people. But God, too, he made allowances for foreigners as well. You know, so therefore, Gentiles could be saved even under the old covenant. However, the Jews were God's chosen people. You know, Paul went further in Romans and showed he went against the Jewish belief. The Jewish belief was that, well, you know, you have to keep the law in order to be saved. And we are the Jews said, we are the children of Abraham. We're the only ones who can be saved, you know, all that other kind of, you know. But Paul went even and refuted that kind of thinking. And he said, look, y'all talking about Abraham, you got to be a little according to the law to be saved and become a child of Abraham. Paul said Abraham existed before the law. The law didn't even come about until after Abraham's time. You know, so what Paul said was that those who are going to become the true Jews, which is the spiritual Jew, in other words, the Christian, the way that we become children of Abraham is by faith, like Brother Robbins mentioned. So therefore, through obedience of faith, that's how men are saved today. So in order to become a spiritual Jew, which is a Christian, we have to be saved by the obedience through faith, and that is the gospel. So it is the gospel. When we obey the gospel, that's how men are saved today. But I do get their point about, you know, well, you know, the Jews, but that's not, it shouldn't be said that way. You know, we can't say that the Jews, even under the old covenant, were the only ones that could be saved. You know, even on the day of Pentecost, you had Jews who put it this way, the Christian movement itself, from the beginning, consisted mainly of Jews. Yes, now, right. after a few years passed, absolutely, after a few years passed, then it became more Gentile. But the fact is, when the first gospel sermon was preached, it was Jews in the audience, but also it was proselytes as well.
That's right.
So therefore, today, men are saved through the obedience of the gospel.
Amen. I wish we had more time to deal with that, because that's a great topic. Good job, Brother Parker, Lewis. That was a great job, because people need to understand the law systems as far as the patriarchal, Mosaic, and Christian, and understand that time frame. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner, what he's saying is God, through different time segments, the patriarchal, the Mosaic, and the priest, he says God,
right,
at sundry times, and in different time segments, he gave a law system. In the beginning, from Adam to Moses, that time segment is the patriarchal.
Right.
Everybody,
right.
That was one law for everybody. And the one that the Jews was harping about They didn't come along until 430 years after Abraham. 430 years later. So what? Here's the idea. What law was Cornelius worshiping under? He wasn't a Jew or a pagan. The only other law given was the old patriarchal system. See, all that came to an end when Christ died on the cross. But our Jewish brethren were so short-sighted. They were thinking since the law of Moses made them exclusive, the gospel would too. But God was saying, no, no, sir. The gospel is for everybody. So for the first 8 years, from AD 33 to AD 41, the main ones in the church was Jews and proselytes. But 8 years later, AD 41, that's when the whole the idea of Cornelius came in, because there were people who the gospel hadn't reached yet, although they were still clinging to the old patriarchal law. So now it's open for everybody. See, these are things that most folk are unaware of, the different time segments. Once you understand that, you get a more proper understanding of the Old Testament. But see, if you fail to understand the Old Testament, you're going to really have a problem in the New Testament, because the Old Testament is God's word concealed. The New Testament is God's word revealed. So if you miss the midst of Genesis, you're going to really have a problem in Revelation, because you missed the very principle of the thing from the very beginning. That's why we have this program. And thank you very much for that phone call, brother. That was very good. And we love everybody. Yep. Brother Parker, fine job that answer to. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Any more calls on the line? Any more callers? Brother Parker, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Brother Brown.
Yes, sir. No, we don't have no more callers. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, the Bible says, in addition to that wonderful question that the young man asked, we got to know that the Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, that's a very, very deep explanation. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you live a life of faith in God through Jesus Christ and his commandments, as we live, we'll go through toils and tribulations and hard times. Right now, many people are going through hard times, but by keeping faith in God, see, if you're a member of God's church and you're living the right life and doing the right thing, when tribulations hit you, don't get weak and fall off and do satanic things that come to your mind. Keep doing God's will. And somehow you overcome the tribulations. Ooh, that makes you much stronger for the next one. And there are some people I've seen things happen to them. I don't know how they did it, because at that time I wasn't that strong. I would have done something wicked or gone to Satan then. But it helped us to go through the trials and tribulations of life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proof of things. Yeah, who that?
Yes,
who that?
I want myself sometimes. Yeah, my father.
Yeah, but that's what we know. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proof of things that are not seen. And you look at people's lives, and I know a lot of people say, "Ooh, I wonder how she got that. I wonder how he got that. I wonder how they living so good. I know they've been through some stuff, but they still doing good." That's the evidence of things not seen. Brother Robin.
Yes, thank you, Brother Parker. We want people to call, not for the purpose of ridicule, as the guy just did. That was a great question, and we gave some great answers. Thank you, Brother Lewis.
Amen.
That was very good, because the people got to be informed. And see, in our giving out the right information, we got to make sure that it's taught and taught properly. So before men can have the right confirmation, you got to get the right information. Amen.
Amen.
That's where I said, our program is designed to give you the proper information, because if not, you're going to run into condemnation because you didn't get the right information and then make the right transformation. See, all these things work together for the good of mankind. God put these things together. So the point is, I'm thankful to have our panel to be able to give you a thorough answer to your questions, because that's how you're going to arrive at truth, by simply asking questions. And you notice, we never said anything about our opinions, how we felt or what we thought. We only gave what the Bible says. And another thing, while we're on here, we never asked for a single penny. We never asked for donations. We never asked for any kind of send money in the mail to us. We never asked for anything like that. We don't ask for money. No, we're doing this, and nobody is getting paid for being on this program. We all volunteer our own time for free. Nobody getting paid any money. We're not asking for any money. We're not asking for any kind of donations or anything like that. We're only asking you to give us a listening ear, give you a chance to hear the truth and investigate for yourself, because people's souls are at stake. People's souls are at stake. What shall a man profit if he give his whole, gain the whole world and his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You have nothing to exchange for it. So therefore, it is best to get the proper information. You can make the right transformation, and then you can have the right confirmation. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. So we just thank you for the opportunity to share the message. Lewis Parker Sport, go ahead. Are there any questions on the line?
Any questions? Any questions?
Oh, no, no, sir.
But we don't want to have the line just dead air. We want you to call in with your question.
Amen.
Our motto is, the dumbest question in the world is the one that's never asked. How
Amen.
Are you going to get any information if you refuse to, if you fail to ask the questions that's pertinent towards your soul salvation? We want people to call us, challenge us. Even something we have said, if you don't agree with it, call us. Let's examine the book. Let's go look at
what
it says. Because see, anybody can be wrong, but the Bible is right. It's not who's right, it's what's right. And we're saying the Bible is right. The Bible is right. But I want you to realize that we've never given our opinion or our personal feelings or what we thought. We only give you what the book says. It's going by now, because when it's all said and done, we're going to all be judged by those things written in the book. It's not going to be the Constitution of the United States. It's not going to be the Bill of Rights or any other document, the Monroe Doctrine.
Amen.
It's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be what's written in the Bible. So if it goes wrong, go back to the book and see what it says, because our souls are in the balance. Our souls are in the balance. So you need to be made aware of this fact. That's what we have. This program was designed with you in mind, that you may get a proper understanding of what the Bible actually teaches. So if you have a question or a comment, call us. The number to call is 1-347-850-8252. As I was saying earlier, I'm sitting here right now at a hospital. It's a sick person in every bed, on every floor, in every wing of this hospital. This is the biggest medical complex in any city in the whole world. Why is it that none of these faith healers come here to do any healing?
Why
is that?
Man.
I challenge you. Come here. My daughter right now just had surgery. I challenge you. Surely, if I had the power to heal, I would have healed her. But I challenge these so-called faith healers. Come to Houston. Houston have the biggest medical complex in any city in the whole world. You got MBT.
That's right.
Texas.
Amen.
I know you got St. Luke, St. Joseph, Ben Taub. You got Herman. You got all the MD Anderson. You got all these Baylor College of Medicine. All these hospitals, the Methodist Hospital, St. Luke's, all these hospitals conglomerate in one area, in one city. The biggest medical complex in the whole country, in the whole world, as a matter of fact. yet none of these faith healers come here do any healing. Why is that? Please, somebody call us and tell me why. I want to know why. Why you don't come here? The most obvious place, you got to stay in here all night long when your child is sick. You got to take off from work, be here all night. It's not comfortable sleeping in these chairs in the hospital. Believe that the food is not good at all. So,
You're right.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody likes staying in the hospital all night long. No one does that. No one likes that.
Man.
Who likes staying in the hospital overnight when you got a loved one sick or afflicted? How many people like that kind of thing? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. But you got people going around lying. People telling them they're powerless. Uh-huh. They are lying. God is the source of all healing. God is. And that's done through knowledge, done through. This is why God put doctors here. And the medicine, God put it right there in the ground. Been there for years.
Amen. Amen.
The African witch, they call them witch doctors. The African medicine man had the compound for headaches years ago. It come from a plant that has a thing called acetylsalicylic acid. That's the main ingredient for aspirin, for pain. Yes, it was been in the ground all along. Even
Amen.
From birth control. The African had it for years. The German got it put in a pill form, but the African had it for years. But a lot of that knowledge was lost over 400 years of slavery. Learning history, it's been all along. I'm just trying to tell you what the truth to the matter is. As far as your soul salvation is concerned, there's only one way, and that is the gospel. That is no other way. So we're asking, if one can be saved by some other means, tell us what it is. I want to know what it is. Number to call 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Who's talking for? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Last chance. If you got any questions, you know, we're about to go off air. So if you got any questions, what's your opportunity? But Brian, we got anybody?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we just want our listeners to know that we love you, and our goal is to preach the truth without addition or subtraction. And we believe that as ministers of God, we are not entitled to our own opinion. It's not up to us to tell you what we think. We only could tell you what thus says the Lord. A man who's willing to stand in a pulpit and tell you what he thinks is a deceiver. The only thing that matters is what God said. I'm not important enough to have my opinion when it comes to salvation. So if anyone wants to set up any Bible studies, you can get hold of Brother Brian, Brother Clarence, and, you know, they'll get our phone numbers to you. We'll set up Bible studies, even over the telephone Bible studies. And in these Bible studies, we'll guarantee you that we'll stick with the Word of God. We're not going to give you what we think. We're just going to tell you what the Bible says. And I believe that's fair enough. Amen?
Amen. 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 And we can say this, too, as well. It's been a wonderful program. We love you, those who called in. All we're doing is speaking the gospel. But one thing, as Brother Robin said, all of those hospitals, but look at all of them everywhere. But if you can get someone, please, anybody that's listening now, if you know a healer, and there are many of them out here saying that they're healing, let us know. We want them to come to Houston, to any hospital they want to, but we must get the account of the sickness that the person has from the doctors of that hospital. We want them just to walk in and just heal somebody. Ooh, that'd be a blessing, if we got people that can heal like that. And I don't know of any that can just heal, like come in and touch. See, the old days are gone. But if you can find somebody, bring them on. And we'll try to get the Medicare or Medicaid or the hospital insurance that they have on them to pay you as a doctor, if you can do that. You know, when I was growing up in church, I was a young man. I started preaching at 8 years old. I must have been about 13, 14 years old. And was still preaching. But there was a woman, we were families, that were close together, that she had a heart attack. And that was a second heart attack. And they took her to the emergency room. My Lord, my Lord. They said that she would live no more than a week. We called special prayers between the two churches. She was over in one city, and we were about a mile apart. But the churches got together, and we prayed special prayers every night and every day. And we prayed for her. And on that third day, she was let loose out of the hospital. And she lived longer than her husband. She lived for quite some time. You see, the power of prayer. Now, we don't know who in there was praying. See, we always say just prayer, prayer, prayer. Yeah, but God don't hear sinners' prayers. He hears righteous prayers. And when you have problems in the churches, especially the Church of Christ, I'm talking to us now. You have problems there. Get together and pray, because you don't know whose prayer will be heard. The Bible says get the elders together. Get the elders. If they're living right, they got to be living right to be a real elder. Go and pray for those people. Pray for them. The prayers of the righteous are heard. They avail as much, the Bible says. So please think about that. Brother Robin.
Yeah, you know, Brother Parker, and I have my own personal testimony. 3.5 years ago, I had a heart attack.
Yes.
I had to go to the hospital. Yes, I did my prayer. I prayed, and everybody else in the church prayed for me. But nobody came and laid hands on me. It was prayer and medication, and it was God's will that I come out. I am.
Amen.
I recovered from my heart attack 3.5 years ago. I'm telling you, the point is, it's with the medication, the doctors and nurses, and the prayer to God that His will be done. That's how I recovered. Nobody came and laid hands on me and said a lot of gibber jabber and hooba tuba and all that kind of stuff. No, it wasn't like that at all.
Man.
The word I'm trying to say is that, you know what actually is? That's God through His grace and His mercy.
Amen.
That's where it's at. That's where it's at. God through His grace and mercy. See, so we are saying, let's just go to the Bible.
Amen.
All that foolishness behind, all that rigmarole and foolishness, let's just go to the Bible and see what it says. We're out of time. But thank you very much. Tune in next Thursday, and I'm sure I'll be out of the hospital by then, me and my daughter. And this program is sponsored by the Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, in association with the Church of Christ and Darrell Loop, and with our panel guest, Brother P. Stewart, Brother Louis Parker Jr., Louis Parker IV, and Brother Brown serving as our moderator. Tune in. But as a matter of fact, come to Brookshire, as a matter of fact. Sunday morning at 9:45, we have Bible study for all ages. At 10:45, we have our morning word services. And on Wednesday, Bible study, we have it at 7:30 midweek. Come by, and you can ask questions even in the middle of my sermon. You can stop me and ask questions as long as we do things decently and in order. We're out of time, and thank our panel guests for being with us. We're signing off. Take care, may God bless you, and may God keep you. Bye-bye now.